Flossie?
The sound of Big Mama's voice floated past the cabins in Sophie's quarters, round the smokehouse, beyond the chicken coop, all the way down to Flossie Finley. Flossie tucked away her straw doll in a hollow log, then hurried to answer her grandmother's call.
Here I am, Big Mama,
Flossie said after catching her breath. It was hot, hotter than a usual Tennessee August day. Big Mama stopped sorting peaches and wiped her hands and face with her apron.
Take these to Miss Viola over at the McCutcheon place, she say,
reaching behind her and handing Flossie a basket of fresh eggs.
Seem like they been troubled by a fox. Miss Viola's chickens be so scared they can't even now lay a stone.
Big Mama clicked her teeth and shook her head.
What come Mr. J.W. can't catch the fox with his dogs?
Flossie asked, putting a peach in her apron pocket to eat later.
Every time they corner that old slickster, he gets away. I tell you, that fox is one sly critter.